Hi, and welcome back. And I want to wish everybody out there a merry day after Christmas. I guess we'll go with that. I mean, there's Christmas Eve, there's Christmas. Yeah, let's stick with that. Merry day after Christmas. Hope everybody had a great Christmas this year. Maybe had time to get together with some friends or some family. Maybe have a meal together. Hopefully you celebrate at some point the birth of Jesus Christ. But I shared with everybody last year at this time that I really like it when the holiday falls in this time of the week. I mean, last year was even a little bit better. We had our beautiful candlelight service on Thursday. Then we celebrated Christmas on Friday. And we had all day Saturday to enjoy each other and enjoy community. And then Sunday came, we had a chance to reconnect, become back to the church gathered, and really reconnect with everybody in the joy of Christmas. And this year's not bad either. I mean, we had a beautiful candlelight service on Friday. We all celebrated Christmas yesterday. This morning, we get up, we get to go to church, and again, reconnect with everybody, enjoy the community. And then we, you know, maybe after church today, we can go get a lunch, and then, you know, get back home, and the toys can come out. And you know, you got to get those toys out and make sure we put them together. If we haven't finished putting them together, make sure that they all work right and that's in a way that we don't break them. You know, and this is just a great, fun time. And the kids have fun with their toys, too. Oh, come on. Any guy out there knows, well, most guys out there know that there's nothing better than gadgets and toys for even us men. Right? Okay. I want to pause for a minute. Why don't you join me in prayer? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we continue celebrating what we started to celebrate yesterday with the coming of your Son, who was sent by you to help us reconcile with you, help the world reconciled with you. May this time together remind us of that. Remind us of what it is to be a community together, a community of followers, of believers of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I ask that you give me clarity in my message and that my words are your words, and that the meditation of all of our hearts are pleasing to you. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As I said, day after Christmas, we're kind of on the backside of the holiday season, so I want to just take a minute and reflect on this past holiday season. And it might be just my thoughts or opinion, but it seems like this year was a little bit different than last year. I mean, last year seems like, you know, we had fewer activities. We were doing less gathering. We were doing less parties. There was a lot of activities that normally are happening around town that got canceled. You know, we were more shut in, as it were. But this year seems, you know, especially here in Florida, it seems like things opened up a little bit. We had more get-togethers. There was more of the activities that we'd done before. So we were able to really kind of get back into Christmas like we had before. And I'm wondering if through all that, it wasn't a little easier to get distracted, a little bit to, you know, kind of miss the reason for the season. As we see in the bumper stickers, you know, remember the reason for the season. Did we miss a little of that this year? And it kind of reminded me of a story that I read a couple months ago. And I tried to go back and find the author of it. I apologize, I don't have that. But it was a great story. It was a European pastor talking about an aristocrat, a wealthy aristocrat in Europe, who he and his wife wanted to celebrate the birth of their first child. So they put this grand party together. They invited everybody they knew and did business with, and they had they decorated the house, and they had all this food. They had music. Even the people at the door, because it was in the middle of winter, the people at the door taking their coats and their jackets. And it was just a really great party. It was a great celebration. People were enjoying community. They were enjoying the food. And then it became that time where they said, you know what? We need to bring out the baby. We need to bring out the reason that we're having this celebration. So they went to find the baby. Couldn't find the baby. Baby wasn't in the crib. Baby wasn't even in the nursery. They start looking around. They're wondering, where's the baby? One of the housemaids suddenly remembered, you know what? I think I saw it. I think maybe even in the master bedroom on the bed. You know, as we did that as parents, newborn child, put it on the bed. They're not going to go anywhere. They're not going to roll off. And they had a nice, comfortable place on the bed. So someone had laid the baby on the bed. Unfortunately, this was also the bed that they were putting all the jackets and all the vests and the scarves that the people were wearing as they came in. Unfortunately, when they found the baby was underneath all those, almost smothered. Now, the baby was fine. But then the question became, or the statement became, what happened? Why did we miss the baby? Why did we get so distracted, so much into the celebration that we didn't even know where the baby was? And that's kind of the, I think, the feeling that we get in the season of Christmas when we don't remember, when we miss what it's all about. You know, we have a lot of people that, for ourselves, that, again, we might miss the reason. But I know there's also a lot of people out there that don't even know the reason for the season. So let's just for a minute remind ourselves, and if anybody ever asks us, they can remind us how we can explain the reason for the season. We're going to go to Luke 2, starting at 8. And this is how it starts out. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a whole vast of host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to be to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." When the angel had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. And after seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angels had said to them about this child. Now, the fun thing about this scripture is, you almost can't listen to this with all of a sudden the narrative becoming that of the sound of a child. That child being Linus from the Peanuts. We've all seen the show, Charlie Brown's Christmas. And you know, Pastor Dustin gave me an article by J.D. Walt that was really fascinating that talked a little bit about this. And at this point, the Charlie Brown's Christmas came out in 1965, 56 years ago. It's hard to believe. But at that point, Charles Schwartz had already become quite well known for the Peanuts comic strip. And he wanted to be able to use those characters to show the story of Christmas. Now, Charles Schwartz was well known as quite the follower of Christ. So this is something he really wanted to do. But the producers and the people involved in this, they really didn't want to do it. It wasn't until he actually got them to accept it on the terms that, okay, the Christmas story is going to be within a story. So it wasn't all about the Christmas story. So then the story became Charlie Brown's quest. You know, we all remember the different characters. Charlie Brown, of course, the stumbling, bumbling person in the comic strip and in the show that never gets everything right. I mean, even in the show when he goes and finds a Christmas tree, it's such a lowly Christmas tree. But to think about it, even 56 years later, what do we call a scrawny Christmas tree? Oh, that's a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. But we also had Charlie Brown. We had, you know, the loud, sometimes obnoxious Lucy. And we had Schroeder, the only person, the kid I know that can play Bach and Beethoven on a child's piano. And then we had Linus. If you remember Linus, Linus was the insecure one that very often you see him sucking his thumb. And he always had his blanket with him. he had his security blanket with him. You know, and I wonder, think about ourselves. There's a lot of people still carrying security blankets today. It's not in the form of their baby blanket, but it may be in the form of, say, their 401k. I know a lot of people like my father that went through the Depression. One of their securities in life was money in the bank and food in the cupboard. So what's your security? I mean, security is going to be as benign as someone's Starbucks coffee every day or a pack of cigarettes. There's even people who their security is they have to be in a relationship. Toxic, good, doesn't matter. They have to be in a relationship. So what is the secure insecurity you have? Now, I bring this up because if you think about it, who the angels appear to, they appear to the shepherds. And the shepherds are a group of people with very little security. They were the bottom of the pecking order, you know, in public. Yet this is the people that the angels came and shared with Christ. And what they do, they went and visited a baby that also had this appearance. I mean, it was just wrapped in cloth. It had the appearance of having very little security of power or control. But what we found was from this baby, the security that we all need. This baby would grow up to provide us with everything we need. The security was the security blanket that Christ supplies for us is one that's filled with hope and love and joy and peace. There was actually a point in the Peanuts show that I've never picked up before. It seemed insignificant at the time. But it's actually as Linus is giving the speech, giving the scripture, there's a point where he actually drops his security blanket. As if for that moment, even as he was giving the scripture, that he himself even realized what he was reading was all the security that he needed. So what security do you have? What security are you holding that maybe you can drop for the sake of Jesus Christ? As I talked about in this story, that we're kind of on the backside of the holidays. So as we're ending this season and going into the next season, let's think about that thought of where is the baby? Where is the baby in our lives? Where is the baby in our journey? You know, it's kind of funny. The last couple times I've been up here, I've shared you part of a series on evangelism. And I had not planned on sharing any evangelism in this message. But it hit me as I was putting this together that if you think about it, Charles Schultz, through Linus, has probably been one of the greatest evangelists of our time. This show, which is only 25 minutes long, folks, it's hard to believe, has been seen all over the world for the last 56 years. Think of how many people have learned about Jesus Christ through that TV show. Isn't that awesome? It's something pretty cool to think about. But just in this show, just as Linus dropped his blanket, I have to ask you, what is the security that you're holding on to that you could drop when you realize that all you need is the security that comes from Jesus Christ? Challenge for you to think about that. Your homework assignment this week is simply to celebrate the week with friends and family. No reading, and we'll get together after next week. Now receive the benediction. You go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has put you there. He has a purpose in you being there. Christ, who indwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, where you are. Believe this and go in his grace, go in his love, and go in his power. Amen. Hope you all have a wonderful new year, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless.